doing up. Well, it's like super late. Are you okay? No. Don't pull the covers back up. I am not like a bird that you can put a blanket over and I will go back to sleep. You're right. All right, that's a lie. I am. If you put the covers back on me, I will go back to sleep. And I am trying to stay awake because you don't seem okay. No, that is absolutely inaccurate. I am not stubborn when I am sleepy. I'll have you know that I work very hard to be stubborn 24/7. Well, I know how you value consistency. I know I'm such a giver. And seriously, though, babe, what are you doing up? I can't even tell what time it is. My eyes are not working. Well, if you don't want to talk right now, that's okay. Well, I'm never going to push you to do something you're not okay with, even when we're being naughty. It's always okay for you to say no to me, but if you think talking might be helpful, just know that I will always be here for you. Yeah? Okay. Babe. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. I can see why you'd be feeling a bit anxious about that right now. Well, you're a human. To be honest, I'm dealing with some of my own anxieties too. Well, I was thinking about it just today and I decided that it's okay to feel anxious because you want to know what I was doing? Well, I was feeling anxious and then I was feeling anxious about my anxiety, and that seemed a bit counterproductive and redundant. So I decided that it's okay if I'm feeling a bit anxious right now. Well, yeah, it's normal. Well, honestly, isn't it kind of an appropriate reaction to the world right now? I mean, things are a little unnerving and uncertain. Well, we just have so little control, right? But the truth is that historically speaking, life has its ups and downs, and things are always going to happen. There's always going to be something else that happens. We just forget how stressful things were in the past. Right? Yeah. Well, no one knows what's going to happen in the future. That's why it's so much more scary than the past. So being a bit anxious or feeling nervous seems like a normal human reaction. Well, I actually think anxiety or nerves can be a positive thing sometimes, right? But in small amounts, anxiety can motivate or help you to avoid or prepare for tough situations. It can help let you know when something is wrong so you can fix it, almost like a check engine light on your car. Oh, wow, I'm feeling anxious. Maybe I should slow down and find out what's going on. And so then you're in tune with all of your senses as a human and with what your mind is seeing, like the patterns, the intuitions, and you're slowing down and you're actually, you know, taking those into account instead of just stumbling ahead. Well, it gives you a chance to fix things, right? Or improve them, at least. Well, in the end, one of the things being anxious can mean is that you have people and things in your life that mean enough to you that you don't want to lose them, right? Well, I don't want to lose you. Well, yeah. You are being ridiculous. Of course I don't want to lose you. Your anxiety, our anxiety, means that we want to live, that we have things to live for and hope for our future. And that's not a bad thing. If we had lost all hope, we would have no anxiety. We would just be depressed. Well, yeah, anxiety can also be a problem, right? It can get too big, too overwhelming. And when you're anxious about something that you can't control, you're fixated on something huge, well, you aren't able to address it in the moment, right? Yeah. Well, what is that anxiety doing to you tonight when you're especially vulnerable? It can become difficult to focus on anything else. Your thoughts are going around and around, and then that problem can seem bigger and scarier, less solvable. Yeah. And then you aren't able to think logically or really do anything except be petrified. I read a book about military pilots actually dying because they would get, they called it target fixation. So these fighter pilots would be focused on something that they were shooting at, and they would become so fixated on their aim and, you know, doing that particular thing right, that they would lose spatial awareness and could potentially die, fly into the ground. And I think anxiety can make us fixated on a problem, and then we lose perspective on the things that are going right, on the things we have, on the things we can do. It can be paralyzing. Yeah, that kind of acute anxiety, I think is what the technical term is really rough. I know. Is that what you're dealing with right now? Petrified, spinning mind, thinking about everything at once, worried about everything that you can't control. Oh, babe. I want you to listen to me, sweetheart. Okay? Right now, in this moment, you have done everything you could with your time yesterday. I know that probably doesn't feel like a lot. And sometimes there is little or nothing we can do except manage our anxiety. But right now, here in this bed with me, I'm telling you that you're done for the day. Right now, your job is to get some good rest so that you can think clearly tomorrow. That means that this anxiety that you're feeling right now is, it's no longer helping you, babe. I understand. You can't just turn it off. And I understand why you're feeling anxious. And it's okay that you feel that way. I am not telling you that you're doing something wrong. It doesn't make you incompetent or silly or weak or less masculine. Right now, that anxiety isn't serving you. That's all. That's all I'm saying. And it's okay to let it go for a little bit so you can rest. Everything is going to be okay. I know that's probably hard for you to believe right now, but it is true. Well, how many times has the world fallen apart and then it's okay again? it kind of seems to be a pattern. This cyclical planet where we're all killing each other, we're dying, and then, hey, we're fine. We're all making babies again and planting gardens and dreaming about going to the moon. I'm not saying everything will work out perfectly. We both know that's not how life works. What I do know, though, is that no matter what happens, we have this. I'm not going anywhere. And I know that I can't keep you safe forever. You can't keep me safe either. That right now we are safe. And I'm going to enjoy you in this moment. Oh, darling. I will always love you, no matter what. Remember that, okay? Remember that whatever might happen, you will always have people who care about you. There will always be people you care about, and you will have each other's backs. Right now, you're probably still feeling anxious. I get it. And I'd like to think that my words have some effect, but also it's the middle of the night and you're tired. That can make it really hard to feel safe, but that's okay. I will lie here with you, holding you if you want to be held, just rubbing your back for as long as you need. Yes, unless I drift off. I know. If you want to keep talking, I can do that too. Or we can just be together in silence if that's what you'd like. There you go. It might take some time, but gradually your breathing will slow down. Your body will relax one little muscle at a time. Yeah, letting your guard back down so you can rest. You will start to feel calmer and safer and sleepier until eventually you'll drift off to dreamland. And then morning will come and the sun will rise like it always does. And the day will begin, and we will face whatever happens together. We have each other. Good people on this planet. And sometimes that will be easy, and sometimes that will be challenging. And sometimes we will succeed, and sometimes we won't. That's okay. Whatever comes, we will get through it. I promise. I love you, babe. And it's all going to be okay.